Track 4.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Dave Leary with today's edition of Tech Up, the radio show that looks at technical innovations. Our guest today is Claire Hillwright. She's the founder of the British company Firelight. In addition, she's an inventor who describes herself as a positive person. Claire's with us today to discuss her first invention, a bike safety product, and to tell us how she's achieved success in a highly competitive industry. Good afternoon, Claire.
Good afternoon, Dave, and thank you for inviting me along today.
Claire, first of all, tell us where you got your idea for the bike safety product.
I was in my final year at Brighton University when I had a near accident with a lorry while I was out riding my bike.
Oh dear, what happened?
Well, it was a really dark night. There was a lorry just in front of me which turned left without any indication. If I hadn't managed to stop in time, the lorry would have crushed me. I realised afterwards that the driver just hadn't seen me.
Ah, you were obviously in his blind spot.
Yes, I was. My final year project involved work on lasers, and I thought that, oh, maybe lasers could be used to make cyclists be seen in traffic.
Can you describe the product for our listeners?
The product which I have with me is called See My Bike One. It's quite a small device. As you can see, it fits into my hand. Basically, it's a light with a laser attached.
It is very stylish.
Thank you. The purpose of See My Bike One is to communicate with other people using the road. Basically, the light fits onto the handlebars of the bike and a laser projects an image of a bicycle several meters ahead of the cyclist to warn drivers that a bicycle is in their blind spot.
And has this product been successful so far?
Oh yes. When we put See My Bike One onto the market, we sold more than 3,000 units within the first few months.
Wow, that is impressive indeed. How did you manage to finance the startup of your business? After all, students don't normally have that kind of money.
You're right there. Well, at the time I was involved in a crowdfunding project for cancer research, and I thought that See My Bike One was something that would make life safer for cyclists. I felt that maybe the cycling community would be interested in funding its production. So I got in contact with an internet platform that organises crowdfunding projects, and within a short time I had £55,000.
Well done. And how did you use the money?
Well, we wanted to manufacture See My Bike One in Britain because we wanted to keep a high standard and create jobs here. That's why we began producing the device in Manchester in 2014.
You aren't exactly giving this product away, though, are you?
You're right. Other products are cheaper. But the relatively high price of See My Bike One is due to the fact that production is in Britain and the high quality of the product itself. We've made high quality and customer satisfaction our main priorities.
Ah, very convincing indeed. Well, Claire, our time's up. Good luck with your business. And listeners, I hope that you'll tune in again tomorrow at the same time when we're going to talk about...